If you've ever been out at sea, you probably understand the power of the wind blowing across the open water. It's that wind that sent explorers and traders and immigrants around the world for hundreds of years, and today it's powering a new frontier in low-carbon energy, offshore wind farms. Offshore wind is suddenly booming in Europe. Much of the growth is centered in the UK. We heard yesterday on the show about how the British government's big push for offshore wind power is quickly bringing down costs. But for a couple of old English port cities, there's another benefit. From our Livable Planet desk, here's reporter Chris Bentley.
85, 85, 85. That's the price. 280 a kilo.
Every weekday at 7 a.m., seafood wholesalers crowd into a warehouse on the docks in Grimsby in northern England to bid on yellow plastic tubs full of haddock, cod, and plaice. Today, the market will auction off some 400 boxes, or about 20 tons of fish.
We're just about break even today.
That's Martin Boyers. He used to be one of the guys buying fish, but since 2001, he's been head of the fish market and the local port. 20 tons of fish is a slow day, so the auction is over in about half an hour.
Anyway, in typical British style, it's cup of tea time now.
Not so many fish, a long tea break. It's a familiar routine here these days. Grimsby and nearby Hull used to be home to one of the largest fishing fleets in the world. But that changed starting in the 1950s. A territorial row with Iceland over the cod-rich waters north of Scotland decimated the UK's deep-sea fishing industry, and the area never recovered. It still has one of the highest unemployment rates in the nation. So when Boyers and others in the port got a pitch to turn Grimsby into a maintenance hub for some new offshore wind farms planned nearby, they listened. Sort of.
I didn't know anything about renewables. I wasn't fully conversant. And to be truthful, it sounded a load of rubbish.
That was about 10 years ago.
And it's turned out to be very good for us.
Today, the waters off Grimsby are home to 7 wind farms, generating enough electricity to power more than 1 million homes. It's part of an unprecedented boom in offshore wind power in the UK, driven by a government effort to cut the country's climate pollution. And there's a lot more coming. Another wind farm under construction about 60 miles off the coast here will double the current output and eventually become the biggest offshore wind farm in the world. The developer of that project is Ørsted. It's the world's biggest developer of offshore wind farms. Just down the dock from the fish market, Ørsted's building a massive new facility to support that work. Before they came, the dock was in pretty bad shape.
Abandoned buildings, wharfages collapsing.
That's Emma Toulson. She grew up in the area and recently took a job managing community relations for Ørsted. She says by next year, the company will have put more than $8 billion into the region.
It's breathed new life back into the port, which arguably was a bit difficult to see before wind came.
Ørsted is promising 2,000 jobs during construction, 200 full-time jobs after that, and hundreds more slots for contractors to service the new wind farms. That would make Grimsby the world's largest maintenance and operations hub for offshore wind farms. Across the Humber River, the regional capital of Hull is seeing a similar boom. It's where engineers are sanding turbine blades the size of commercial airplanes in a warehouse on the waterfront. Last year, the German company Siemens set up a factory for turbine blades here. Each one is made almost entirely by hand, and so far the firm has hired nearly 1,000 people. When they're done, the blades get stacked up outside, waiting to be paired with one of the turbine towers lined up along the river and sent out to sea.
They weigh 30 tons each. So they're not easy to handle.
Barry Dines is Siemens Director of Port Operations.
And then they go on the turbine. The turbine weighs 350 tons, and then it sits on top of a tower which weighs nearly 500 tons. So these are big units.
Nearly 30 stories high, so big that they dwarf every building in Hull. You can see them from the city centre, like a new skyline at the old port.
Now, the Hull area has struggled over the last 20 years, but over the last 5 years, I think there's been a bit of a renaissance. You know, I think it's put us on the map as a place where we can do business.
These docks were built to export coal. Then came fishing, both industries that rose and fell. And there are concerns the offshore wind boom here won't last either, especially with the reliance on European companies and the coming split from the European Union.
You know, we are in a global supply chain. It's really important to us in terms of free movement of goods.
Pauline Wade is Director of International Trade at the Regional Chamber of Commerce.
If there is a significant change there, well, that means extra cost, extra documentation, and perhaps hassle as well.
So, who knows?
Back across the river in Grimsby, Martin Boyers has his own concerns about the future of England's boom in offshore wind. He says Grimsby can't count on its luck to last forever. After all, no one foresaw the demise of the fishing industry. and the wind business is changing fast.
They might even outgrow Grimsby and they might not come here at all. They might change the system.
Still, Boyers isn't too worried about the future here.
People still eat fish. Even if renewables comes and goes, they'll still be eating fish.
Maybe. Climate change is putting even more pressure on many fisheries that were already shrinking. But the whole point of offshore wind is to switch to energy sources that do less harm to the climate than fossil fuels. And for now, Grimsby finds itself in the right place at the right time, for the first time in as long as most people can remember. For The World, Chris Bentley, Grimsby, England.
Chris's reporting was supported by a grant from the Heinrich Böll Foundation. Tomorrow, offshore wind farms and fishing on The World.